for Morgan's AM. US equity and bond markets closed, strong gains in Europe and Asia.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity and bond markets were closed for the President's Day holiday. However, European bourses advanced in thin trade, with markets in the US, China, Hong Kong and Taiwan all closed for local holidays. The benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 Index gained 1.3%, with basic resources, oil and gas and banks leading the advance with gains of 3 to 4%. Germany's DAX gained 0.6%, France's CAC up 1.5%. Vivendi soared almost 20% after the French conglomerate said it may spin out Universal Music Group in Amsterdam and distribute 60% of the capital to investors by year end. 10-year bond yields in Germany, France and the Netherlands all rose to their highest level since September last year as reflation expectations grip markets. London's FTSE 100 jumped 2.5% amid a broad-based rally. BHP Group rallied 5.2% ahead of the release of the company's first half result this morning, Australian time. Rio Tinto up 4.25% and Glencore up just over 5% report results later this week. Travel and leisure stocks also traded strongly as the UK government said it had met its target to offer a COVID-19 vaccine jab to all people aged 70 and above and had now targeted the 65 to 69 age group. British Airways parent International Consolidated Airlines gained 6.8%. Japan's Nikkei surged past the 30,000 level for the first time in more than 30 years yesterday, after government data showed that the Japanese economy grew 12.7% on an annualised basis between October and December. Base metals complex was firmer, copper rising 0.6% to around $3.80 a pound, touching its highest level since September 2012. Elsewhere, nickel rose 0.6%, touching its highest level since September 2019. Zinc added 0.2%, while aluminium eased 0.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore was steady at $166.88 a metric tonne as trading activity remained subdued given Chinese markets remained closed until Thursday. Gold futures dipped 90 cents to $1,822.30 an ounce. Elsewhere in precious metals markets, platinum rose 1.1%, hitting its highest level since January 2015. Oil prices continued to rally, with the benchmark contracts touching 13-month highs as extreme cold weather racked parts of the US. WTI rose 67 cents to $60.14 a barrel. Brent gained 83 cents or 1.3% to $63.26 a barrel. More than 150 million Americans are currently under some category of winter weather advisory, according to the National Weather Service. The agency was predicting a major winter storm to dump heavy snow and significant ice from the southern plains and Ohio Valley in the northeast. Australian dollar is firmer, buying around 77.8 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia releases the minutes of their monetary policy meeting later today, while the Housing Industry Association's new home sales figures for January also feature on the local economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.